local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening. On a Monday, January 29, 2024, 10 years ago today, the famous ice storm that wreaked havoc on the Pensacola area, of course, a major winter storm affecting much of the South. On that day, I remember it well, watching it on television from Fort Dodge, Iowa, where I was dealing with about 7 inches of snow that day. Austin, you would have been 12 years old. You would have not had school, but probably don't remember it being a day where you're out and about, as everybody was pretty much just staying home, unless you were slipping and sliding around outside, which I know a lot of people were as well.
I think I may have gone in my backyard, because I have a distinct memory when I was a young kid, I had a cane, not one that I needed, thank goodness, but it was just a cane that we had. And I went out the backyard, and there were icicles hanging from the gutters, and I was just swinging at them. I remember doing that, and that was it. That's all nice. I remember. I'm assuming it may have been that day.
Yeah, probably so. 6:12 here as we get started here with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Number one, the Pentagon is identifying the three soldiers killed by a drone strike in Jordan.
We will respond. We'll do that on our schedule, in our time, and we'll do it in the manner of the president's choosing as commander-in-chief.
And that's National Security Council John Kirby. The service members identified as Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt. More than 40 additional service members were injured in the attack carried out by an Iranian-backed militant group. The Biden administration today calling on House Republicans to get on board with the bipartisan border deal expected to come out of the Senate.
You've heard the president loud and clear. Congress needs to act. They must act. Speaker Johnson and House Republicans should provide the administration with the policy changes and also the funding needed to deal with the border.
And that is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying the deal includes real policy changes House Republicans have said they wanted. House Speaker, though, Mike Johnson doesn't see it that way, saying the deal is likely dead on arrival, saying it doesn't go far enough. And House Republicans are bringing forward articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. He's accused of willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust.
The only critique as a lawyer, I believe that obstruction should have been its own count. I've met with the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General, and time and again, when they are trying to do the oversight that would inform our policy choices and the changes they need to make at DHS, Mayorkas himself has been directing obstruction of oversight.
And that, of course, our Congressman Matt Gaetz. Tomorrow, the Homeland Security Committee will mark up the articles of impeachment. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he'll call for a floor vote as soon as possible. 6:15, our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Looking at traffic here, there wasn't a lot to report on towards the end of hour two. And looking at traffic here, that appears to be the case. So if there is anything holding you up, it should not do so for too long.
All right. And the weather.
This week's weather will be pretty calm and overall pretty nice with some sunshine and highs in the low 60s. Overnight tonight, we will end up seeing low temperatures falling down into the 30s, and there will be a light freeze for some of the inland areas. Again, over the upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Right now, it is 53 degrees. 37, the overnight low tonight with clear sky, sunshine for the rest of the week pretty much. High of 60 tomorrow and on Wednesday as well. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today. Pensacola police say they're bringing charges against a 17-year-old student at Pensacola High School after starting a fight that resulted in a lockdown. According to PPD spokesman Mike Wood, Xavion Murdoch started a fight with a school official, and while officers tried to break it up, Murdoch allegedly began fighting them too. The student is charged with two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer and one count each of battery on a school official, resisting arrest and disrupting a school function. Three of those charges are felonies. There were no serious injuries during that incident, thankfully. The Navy is making changes to their qualifications for men and women wanting to enlist. This comes after the branch fell 7,000 short of its 2023 recruitment goal.
That is either from an educational standpoint or from a physical standpoint. From a medical standpoint, the actual pool that we can draw from is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Former NAS Pensacola commanding officer Captain Tim Kinsella talked to Channel 3. The Navy is ditching the requirement that a new sailor must have a high school diploma or GED. Now they just need to score a 50 on the Armed Services Qualification Test. Also, there is a growing list of who's who's that are throwing their hat into the ring to be the new District 4 Escambia County Commissioner. Those include Seville Quarter owner Buck Mitchell, current Pensacola City Councilman Jared Moore, DIB Executive Director Walker Wilson, and attorney, developer, and former politician Jim Reeves.
Nobody's got to train me, number one. Number two, I mean, I know how the system works.
And he talked to Channel 3. If the last name sounds familiar, it's because he's the father of Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Jim Reeves says he does not believe there would be any conflicts if he were to serve on the Escambia County Commissioner while D.C. continues to serve as the mayor of Pensacola. 6:18 right now. We'll take a break there. Coming up, our state and national headlines. Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's an interesting song choice there. I had never heard of it. Gave it a try. Can't say I'm disappointed. Just before 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather after I clear my throat. Sorry about that. Looking at traffic here, we didn't see much in our last update. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much. And taking a look at our weather forecast, very sunny this week.
This week's weather will be pretty calm and overall pretty nice with some sunshine and highs in the low 60s. Overnight tonight, we will end up seeing low temperatures falling down into the 30s, and there will be a light freeze for some of the inland areas. Again, over the upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. It is 53 degrees right now. Overnight low tonight is 37. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 60. 6:25 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A girl who went missing 5 years ago appears to be a victim of human trafficking. Miami-Dade police found the 17-year-old who disappeared in 2019. A Miami man who was with her was arrested for human trafficking. He's 27-year-old Christian Carvajal. Police say he allegedly drove her to Doral for a date he arranged with a man who turned out to be an undercover officer.
And a proposed constitutional amendment protecting abortion access in Florida is another step closer to appearing on the 2024 ballot. The Florida Division of Elections has verified that the group Floridians Protecting Freedom has collected enough signatures to put the issue before voters this fall. The Florida Supreme Court must still approve the wording of the initiative and will hear arguments next week. If approved by the justices, the question will appear on the ballot as Amendment 4.
All right, thank you. Also today, Governor Ron DeSantis calling for constitutional reforms in Washington after getting out of the presidential race.
We have it in Florida. You know what? It works because people have a limited amount of time. Their incentives are to make a difference, not to stay in office for 30 or 40 years.
He wants term limits for all members of Congress, as well as a balanced budget and giving the president a line item veto. He says these measures are long overdue and would make the country more secure and help us dig out of the $34 trillion debt.
And Florida lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are laying out their spending plans. The State House and Senate released their proposed budgets for the 24-25 fiscal year late last week, each totaling around $115 billion. This is $4 billion less than the current spending plan, but $1 billion more than Governor Ron DeSantis' recommendation. The initial drafts will change when the two chambers begin their negotiations.
National headlines today. Alex Murdaugh had a hearing today to decide whether he would get a new murder trial, and the latest that I saw this afternoon is that that trial will not happen. So it was a quick one-day hearing, and I just want to confirm that. Yes, Alex Murdaugh will not receive a new murder trial. So the South Carolina judge did rule that. This after Murdaugh claimed that the court clerk had tampered with the jury. The clerk was Becky Hill, denied ever inappropriately discussing the case with jurors.
Well, GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says that the primary in her home state is not do or die.
I need to show that I'm building momentum. I need to show that I'm stronger in South Carolina than New Hampshire. Does that have to be a win? I don't think that necessarily has to be a win.
It absolutely does. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Haley acknowledged that she needs to do better than she did in the New Hampshire primary, but can still make a strong showing without actually winning the state. She said her goal is to keep her momentum and continue to gain on former President Trump. We cross an invisible line where it's just, I admire your grit, but we cross over to I'm getting tired of hearing about you, and we've hit that peak with Nikki Haley.
I don't know that I would go that far. I would just say that it is the same energy that Governor DeSantis had when they said, hey, you put all your eggs into the Iowa basket. It's like, oh, no, it's like, you did.
Yeah.
And for Nikki Haley to be like, oh, I don't need to win South Carolina. You do. You won't, most likely, and then you'll drop out of the race. I mean, I just, you know, come on. We're smarter than that, I would hope, anyway. Mm-hmm. Do we do the snowboarder one?
No, we didn't.
A snowboarder in South Lake Tahoe. And they just had the avalanche, if I recall. The snowboarder is recovering after spending the night trapped in a gondola. Monica Lasso decided she was too tired to go down the mountain another time after a long day of snowboarding, so she elected to take the gondola back down instead, and after 2 minutes on it, it was shut down with her on it for the night.
Oh, jeez.
No cell phone, no light, just her and nature all night long, temperatures hitting below 20 degrees as well.
I smell a lawsuit coming. Some lucky Newark, New Jersey residents are getting to buy houses for $1 today in the city's first public home ownership lottery. It's an effort to help more families buy homes because just one out of four Newark residents are homeowners. This drawing is for folks who already live in New Jersey's biggest city. You've got to be pre-registered and agree to renovate and live in what you've bought for a buck for at least 10 years.
Yeah, that's pretty cool there. 6:30. We'll take a break there. Sports headlines, health, business, and science as well. Hour number 3 of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. Pentagon officials are huddling following the deaths of three U.S. service members in a drone attack on a military base in Jordan. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports.
A U.S. official tells Fox News a U.S. drone was returning to the Tower 22 logistics base at about the same time the Iranian proxy attack drone was incoming, which caused confusion, allowing the defensive forces at the base to fail.
An agency under the umbrella of the United Nations that provides aid to Palestinians is now facing funding cuts following allegations that some of its members have ties to Hamas.
Hundreds of UN employees may have ties to Islamic terrorists, according to an Israeli dossier obtained by Fox News. It names a dozen UN staffers accused of helping Hamas carry out the October 7th terror attacks.
That's Fox's Julian Turner at the State Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In the wake of Sports Illustrated laying off the majority of its staff earlier this month, the News Guild of New York and the Sports Illustrated Union are taking legal action against the magazine's operator. The two union groups have sued the Arena Group, saying it terminated employees because of their union activity. If you're a fan of croissants, take note. Tomorrow is National Croissant Day, and at least a couple of fast food chains will have deals to that end. Members of Burger King's Royal Perks loyalty program could get a croissant breakfast sandwich for just 1 cent when they place an order of $1 or more in the BK app or online at BK.com. At Paris Baguette, reward members can enjoy a buy one, get one deal tomorrow. Stocks rose today, getting a lift from the Treasury Department, saying it expects to borrow less in the first quarter than previously anticipated. The S&P 500 rose 37 points. The Dow Industrials gained 224 today, both indexes notching fresh closing highs. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Patrick Mahomes understood the assignment yesterday. Here's what he told me after the Kansas City Chiefs advanced to another Super Bowl.
Whenever they're rolling like that, I have to kind of manage my game. That's stuff that I've learned throughout the season is even if we're not having the success that I want to have, defense is rolling and getting stopped. So let's just take the safe choice, get the ball out of my hand, don't turn the ball over, and let's go win a football game.
Mahomes doesn't care how he wins, just as long as he does. And that's Tom Brady-like. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste to give your body the rest it needs to get that cold gone. Wake up refreshed, feeling relieved after enjoying the delicious flavor of NyQuil Severe Honey. NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
As a mayor, with city council meetings, boards, et cetera, is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously, that you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation. But I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here, hasn't been much to report on this hour. That appears to still be the case at this moment. So if you are dealing with some backups wherever they may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
This week's weather will be pretty calm and overall pretty nice with some sunshine and highs in the low 60s. Overnight tonight, we will end up seeing low temperatures falling down into the 30s, and there will be a light freeze for some of the inland areas. Again, over the upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Already down to around 51 degrees. Overnight low tonight is 37. Sunshine for the pretty much entirety of the work week. So that is some good news. 6:38 here, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Recap of our top three stories if you're just joining us this evening. The Pentagon identifying the three soldiers killed by a drone strike in Jordan today. They are Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt. A Biden administration is calling on House Republicans to get on board with the bipartisan border deal. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's dead on arrival, though. House Republicans, meanwhile, are bringing forward articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. Tomorrow, the Homeland Security Committee will mark up the articles, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll call for a floor vote as soon as possible. Austin, anything at all happening in the world of sports today?
Yes, you could definitely say that. We'll start with the NFL, because that's the sports media's golden child today. Super Bowl 58, the matchup is set. Chiefs and 49ers. It's going to be in Vegas on February 11th, the rematch of Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs beat the Ravens 17-10, while the Niners came back from being down 24-7 to beat Detroit 34-31. And Joe, you and I were talking about this in the last hour. Gosh, especially if the Chiefs win. I mean, where does this put Patrick Mahomes all time? Like, amongst other quarterbacks.
Listen, I'm not going to argue anyone who wants to put him second all time behind wow. Brady. I mean, yes, the longevity is not there as, you know, the Peyton Manning and whoever else. But, I mean, to have three Super Bowls... Yeah, I mean, to have three Super Bowls in 7 years, if they win, to how many consecutive conference championships? Like six?
Yeah, he's made appearances in several in a row so far.
Yeah, so this is fourth Super Bowl in 5 years, and then his first one came the year before that.
This was his first year going on the road in the playoffs, and he's 2-0 on the road in the playoffs now.
I just, if you want to make the argument that he's already – 7 years into his career, the second greatest quarterback of all time. I don't know that I could refute that.
Well, and I mean, and we talked about this, as I said, in the last hour. The only thing he's missing is stats. I mean, you know,
longevity stuff.
Yeah, that's something that some people kind of bicker on how much it means, but by the time his career is done at the current rate he's going, he's going to have more playoff success. He's going to hold more NFL records. He's going to have more Super Bowl appearances and wins. And he's going to be, I mean, in the elite when it comes to passing categories and stuff like that. So, yes, you're already saying you can't really deny him as being number two. I'm saying I'll be a bit more generic. He's easily going to be top five by the time his career's done. Like, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's
at least at his current
well
rate.
Assured,
I mean,
yeah.
I honestly, with stats, we could say he'll be top five easily by the time he's done, regardless of his team success. But whatever, you get it. Top five clinched. But yes, other things going on in sports here. We'll start with games that are going on at this moment. Men's basketball, we got a doubleheader on ESPN tonight. Number 12, Duke taking on Virginia Tech. That game tipped off at 6, and we've got Duke winning 32-26, almost halftime there. And we've got number 4, Houston at Texas at 8 o'clock. Also, we've got a women's basketball game that tipped off at 6 as well. Joe, unless you're beating me to it, I will look up the score for that right here. But yes, it's the defending champs, LSU Tigers. They are number 9 in the country currently, and they are visiting Mississippi State. So it's a pretty big game there. Let's see. LSU is currently up 37-29. So the favored team's looking pretty good so far. The Russian figure skating team will be stripped of its gold medals from the 2022 Beijing Olympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sport disqualified Russian skater Kamila Valeva from the 2022 Olympics for a doping violation. She had said that she ingested the banned substance accidentally. Not going to say it's impossible. Not going to say that's true either. The U.S. team finished second in the event and will now be named champion, so go USA, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And Jannik Sinner is the winner of tennis's first Grand Slam of the year. Sinner came back from 2 sets down to beat Daniil Medvedev in the Australian Open. And on the women's side, the world number 1, Arina Sabalenka, won her second consecutive Aussie Open, so good for them.
Yeah. 6:43, listening in Pensacola right now. Health, business, and science notes today. It is income tax season. As of today, the IRS says you can start filing your 2023 federal income tax return.
The agency says it's expecting over 128 million individual tax returns to be filed ahead of the April 15th deadline. This year, the IRS is rolling out several new tools it says will make filing taxes easier. Taxpayers who earn less than $79,000 can also take advantage of IRS Free File Tax software to file electronically at irs.gov. I'm Dina Kodiak.
Yes, and this is as far as how this plays into business news, I mean, this is great news for Joe Ford Incorporated, is it not?
It is. Listen, I've heard about this child dependent credit thing that people get on their tax returns when they have little ones. So
right.
We are officially in that club now. So I'm looking forward to a very lucrative tax return here. As soon as I can file, I will. So just adulting, I guess. Hashtag adulting, because yeah, that's what excites me these days.
Counting the minutes to tax return season.
Yes.
Woo! The CDC is warning healthcare providers across the U.S. to be alert for measles cases. According to the CDC, there have been 23 confirmed cases of measles from December 1st to January 23rd. The Federal Health Agency says that there's a growing global threat as the uptick in cases in the U.S. reflects a rise in infections globally.
Also in health, business, and science, the social media site X is looking to hire 100 content moderators for its new office in Austin, Texas. The main focus for the new hires will be to fight child abuse content. The company is opening up the Trust and Safety Center of Excellence, and they're hoping to fill those positions by the end of the year.
6:45 here. We'll get another very quick check at the roads and weather. Has not been much to report on this hour on the roads, and that appears to still be the case. So if you're dealing with issues, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Weather-wise, a pretty basic one with all the rain now in the rearview mirror that we had last week. Pretty much sunshine all week long, and temperatures are going to stay pretty consistent as well. It'll be 37 overnight tonight, high of 60 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sunshine each day. Overnight lows, it'll be warmer tomorrow, 47, back down into the high 30s Wednesday night. And then Thursday's low will be 43. Friday's high up to 65 heading into the weekend there. By my check here, the next chance for some rain would be Saturday night. So a pretty dry week is in store. So yeah, good stuff there. Pop culture notes today. Super Bowl weekend figures to be a long one and a busy one for Taylor Swift. The internet has been busy doing the math to determine whether she'll be at the game, as she's performing in Tokyo the day before. And the good news or bad news, depending on who you are, is that she should make it in no problem. Her last Tokyo concert ends at around 4 a.m. Vegas time on Saturday morning. So she'll have plenty of time to make the 13-hour flight and hopefully get along plenty of sleep along the way there.
And charges against country music star Chris Young are being dropped. He was arrested in Nashville on charges of assaulting an officer, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Authorities said that the singer followed Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission agents, began to record them at a bar, and made contact with one of the officers.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen is doing his best Taylor Swift impression. He re-recorded one of his songs after his former label released old music without his consent. The new version is called Spin You Around 124, which Morgan wrote 10 years ago when he was first starting out.
Wow. Both King Charles and Kate, Princess of Wales, are out of the hospital following surgeries. The King spent 3 nights following treatment for an enlarged prostate, while Kate had a planned abdominal surgery.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
And finally, the first trailer is being released for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The film is a sequel to 2021's Ghostbusters Afterlife and follows characters of new and old that join forces to save the world from a second ice age. Yeah, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts all reprising roles from prior films. I know you're a big Ghostbusters fan?
I played the Ghostbusters video game. That's it, though.
Oh, okay.
And I got to be real. If I ever knew that a Ghostbusters 2021 film came out, I forgot about it entirely.
I remember seeing the previews for it in the theater, but no, I did not. But, you know, this may be a lesson to me because I know Ghostbusters has been around forever, very popular.
Oh, yeah.
It was not until Saturday that I had ever seen the movie Back to the Future.
We should have saved that for wacky and weird headlines.
Yeah, my wife and I, we were, you know, just being lazy on Saturday afternoon, and I just, you know, scrolling through channels, just stumbled upon it on TNT, and so we just got to watching it, and I liked it. It was very good, and so yeah. I think we're pretty invested now, and we'll continue on with the second one here, which I believe, if I recall, is the Cubs winning the World Series movie that came true, so... As a Cubs fan, I'm very, very much excited for that.
Oh, I'm sure. And we've been covering a lot about Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl and all that jazz. Well, American Airlines is catching Super Bowl fever. The airline is adding Super Bowl weekend flights from Kansas City to Las Vegas. And the two flights headed to Las Vegas on Saturday are AA1989, an obvious reference to Taylor Swift's birth year and album name. And the return flights to Kansas City are AA87, the jersey number of Travis Kelce.
Yes.
United also has a 2280. So, man, you just thought the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce love story couldn't get any more publicized. You've seen nothing yet.
Listen, no, you haven't. And, I mean, you know, media day at the Super Bowl is always just this giant cesspool of media from all over the world that don't actually cover the NFL, but they all show up and they want to talk to the athletes about, you know, anything and everything. So, I mean, there you think the Taylor Swift stuff is hit a peak here. No, just wait for Super Bowl media day. But listen, I will say this as a I wouldn't say a Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie by any imagine. But
you're just not a hater.
I like Taylor. You know she's, but I like that. You know she is. She's earned everything that she's gotten. Whether you love him or whether you love her, whether you hate her. But what I am most appreciative of is that she has completely stolen the spotlight off of last year's Chiefs villains, Jackson and Brittany Mahomes.
Right.
None of them earned any sort of merit other than being accomplished, other than One marrying Patrick and the other the hitting the genetic lottery of being his brother.
Right.
And then, of course, Jackson doing stupid stuff, the dances and all that. So people were really like, you know, get this guy out of here. So that I completely understand and I'm completely on board with. But I am not going to be critical of Taylor Swift being at a football game, cheering on her boyfriend and the team. And listen, she's not responsible for the production decisions that CBS, NBC, or Fox are going to make.
Yeah, she didn't tell anyone, from what we know of, put the camera on me as much as possible. Yes. And as you said, at least her coverage is at least somewhat warranted. I mean, come on. Let's see here. Well, we got wacky and weird stories. We'll do that after the break.
Yeah,
let's see. It's just about 6:51. We'll take a quick break. As I just said, wacky, weird headlines and good news to finish off both this hour and this evening on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. I am so happy to say that it's been a very smooth sailing hour, and that appears to still be the case. So if you're dealing with backups, wherever they may be, they should hopefully not hold you up for too long.
All right, and taking a look at our forecast for one more time this evening.
The weather overnight will be all clear with low temperatures down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will see a light freeze. We're going to see sunshine for the next couple of days with mainly highs in the low 60s. It's a pretty calm, dry week, but there is a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 6:55 here. Wrapping things up on a Monday. Taking a look at some wacky stories out there. A chain of Kentucky convenience stores are gaining popularity with visitors for featuring a red button is in the bathroom. When you press it, the bathroom turns it into a disco dance party, complete with music and spinning mirror disco balls.
Very nice.
One push sets the balls in motion and starts a party in the potty.
They'll just burst into laughter, and then they come out and they run out and grab family and run back in the bathroom, and it just brings a lot of joy.
It's pretty wild, pretty fun time in there.
It's funny, I love it.
We had a 60-year-old lady that went in, and she came out and she said that was the best day of her life.
Yeah, that's cool. So the lady at the end there, that was Mary Ma. She manages the hop shops. There are now 6 locations in northern Kentucky with that feature.
Wow, that's cool. South Jersey Animal Shelter is offering a name. They're offering to name, rather, a feral cat after your ex and then neuter it. It's a novel idea that Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center in Blackwood says is the perfect Valentine's Day gift for someone who broke your heart. For just $50, you can pay to name a feral cat after your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. Joe, you and I both have options that shall remain nameless, but they're not worth $50, are they?
They are not.
Nah, we're focusing on ourselves. That's in 2024. Right. Well, and Joe's family.
Yes, and my lucrative financial endeavor.
Yeah, the tax return season's looking out for Joe's family, right, too.
A woman in New Jersey recently had her home vandalized with pepperoni. There were large chunks by her doorstep and strewn around the porch. More pieces were strategically placed down the stairs, and then there were 4 slices on the hood of her car and 4 more on the trunk. She has no idea who did it or why, so she reported it to the police. There wasn't any real damage, but she's worried about it happening again because somebody was trespassing, and if they come with pepperoni again, the meat could damage the paint on her car. So,
yeah, don't you just say that?
So that's weird. That's a weird one.
Oh, for sure. Some good news here. The city of Decatur, Georgia, had been serving cheese sandwiches to students with unpaid lunch debt, but a major fast food chain just stepped in to help with the effort. Arby's donated $88,000 to cover that debt. They also donated $115,000 to cover the debt at 3 more Atlanta area schools, and they're donating a total of $1 million this month alone to pay off the school lunch debt at 762 schools across the country.
That's very cool there. Also, a homeless man in Fayetteville, North Carolina, rescued 5 puppies and took them to an animal shelter this month after their mom got hit by a car. Despite his limited resources, he'd been feeding the mom and had a feeling she had puppies somewhere, so he went looking for them, was able to track them down, and brought them in. The shelter has been trying to track him down because people online want to thank him and help him out financially. The puppies go up for adoption this Thursday. Saw pictures of them. They're very cute. And hopefully the shelter does track him down and he gets a lot of good donations there. And we can have another follow-up good news story down the road.
Right. Could you tell what breed they were?
I think they were black labs.
Oh, yeah, those are always cute. I mean, it's hard to find an ugly dog, but you never know. A 45-year-old gamer who goes by the name Bread online raised a bunch of money for a children's hospital in Rhode Island this month. He played games for 24 hours straight. It's not as fun as it sounds, I'm sure. And he streamed the whole thing online. Ultimately, he ended up raising more than $100,000. So good for Bread there.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, that sound means that it's time to put a bow on it. happy Monday to you. 10 years to the day of the ice storm of 2014. Hard to believe it's been 10 years. I was in Fort Dodge, Iowa at the time. I remember sitting in my apartment, 7 inches of snow outside, and watching the national news coverage about the horrific conditions that the South was dealing with, and thinking everybody down here was a wimp.
Yes.
And most I am one of those wimps, and I'm proud of it. All right. Well, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.